Welcome back to the Steve Brewer Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. We cover the big topics that matter most to you here. I know you have to get up early, and that's okay. Sometimes you have to get up early to learn the most. My next guest is either a villain or a hero. There really is no middle ground. Let me give you a headline. The vaccine scientist spreading vaccine misinformation. This is a pretty new article from last fall. Meanwhile, we've got one that says 16,000 scientists stand with Dr. Robert Malone, mRNA architect. Hero or villain? How about we have a conversation? You decide. Dr. Robert Malone here with me today. Doctor, good to see you.
Hi, Steve. It's good to see you. It's early morning, but it's morning in America, right?
You've got that right. All right, so let's start here. Your background, pretty well known for most folks, but let's give an overview real quickly. You studied vaccines. That was your career. It's your expertise. mRNA, a place that you spent tremendous amounts of time doing research. And so you have what I would call street cred. People look to you because you understand how this works. So give them a quick overview of your background, please.
I'm a physician and scientist licensed to practice in Maryland. I've spent over 35 years developing drugs, biologics, working in biodefense, working on vaccines, including the Ebola vaccine, influenza vaccines, tuberculosis vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. As a young man, I had a series of discoveries that led to 9 issued patents that cover all the core mRNA technology. I did not invent or design these particular vaccines. And I did not invent the use of pseudouridine in these vaccines, which seems to be responsible for much of the immunosuppressive activity that many people are seeing with the multiple jabs. But my life, I prefer to live on my farm and be with my wife. But the course tide of events has taken me other places, and I found myself in a position of leadership for what many people call, in U.S. and Europe, call the resistance. I'm just back from France for a series of talks and a protest just outside of Paris. And
right.
I'm very glad to be here with you.
People consider you, your critics consider you the devil incarnate. I mean, you are the face of the evil deniers, the science deniers, those that would push back against the lockdowns, the mandates, the multiple jabs that you just mentioned. But you come from a place of authority because of your experience. No, you didn't work on these particular vaccines, if you will, yourself directly. But you do understand the science behind them, and that's why you've been a critic for a very long time. So let's talk about where we are 2 years on, Doctor. We've had lockdowns. We've had a tremendous amount of people and have their deaths attributed to COVID-19. We've had a tremendous amount of problems with the vaccines that have not been discussed openly, I believe. What is your summary? If you were to summarize from where we began in January of 2020 to where we are today, tell us what you would say about that.
So some key highlights are that this excess death that we've seen worldwide is the consequence of a very active suppression of early treatment, which is now considered standard of care by legislation in Kansas, for instance, is widely used in multiple states. And increasingly, people are acknowledging early treatment saves lives and would have prevented the deaths of many of those. Early treatment was actively squashed by the NIH and by the FDA and by the CDC. The vaccines are not completely safe. They are not completely effective. I've been behind the Great Barrington Declaration all the way through, which suggested that we should reserve the vaccines for those that need them most and not vaccinate the whole population. Absolutely should not mandate vaccines and should not mandate childhood vaccines.
Let me ask you something.
Clear.
Let me ask you something, because this is something that's made no sense to me from the beginning. Why on earth, if somebody presents and they're sick with COVID-19 and you know they've got the virus, if you were not terribly ill, they say, you know what, go home. If you get worse, come on back. Well, a lot of those people that came on back went into ICU and died. We didn't treat the illness, as you just said. Why?
Yep. So it appears that this comes back. It really does come back to Tony Fauci. This is the honest truth. Tony has so much power in the federal government, and he has dug his heels in all the way through this that the only solution is vaccination and any other solution should be suppressed. So these excess deaths really come directly back to the foot of Tony Fauci and the policies that he's pushed all the way through the government. They've been nonsensical. They make no, they are completely irrational. They're responsible for the deaths. They're attributable to our federal bureaucracy. They were unnecessary. Early treatment saves lives. It's as plain and simple as the nose on my face.
So why is Tony Fauci still there? I mean, I'm not the only one that can see this. You're not the only one. America finally woke up from a deep slumber of this pandemic and said, look, we don't want to hear from this guy anymore. For most Americans, the pandemic's been over for a year because we're just bored with it, sick of it, done with it. The mask vax mandates, the vaccine mandates, locking children out of school. How damaging was that? Let's talk about that for just one moment. Why were we locking kids out of school that had almost no risk of having a bad outcome from the disease in the first place?
So that Big Bird would save his grandmother. That's the metaphor promoted by Pfizer and CNN, right? The logic was that the children were going to cause the death of teachers and the grandparents, the elderly. That was completely false. The data don't support that. The children are not the major source of infection. They have much better immune systems. They have lower titer of virus, and they have lower, this is techie, they have very low levels of ACE2 receptors, and so they don't produce much virus. They're not the ones that are infecting people, but the teachers union just got totally wrapped around the axle that their members were going to die because they were being subjected to children coughing. This is all upside down. When in history have we sacrificed 8-year-olds to save 80-year-olds?
Not that I recall. Let me ask you this, doctor, because this is a common theme among people who are rejecting now. Listen, I got fully vaccinated, and then I got the disease. My wife got fully vaccinated and then got the disease. We followed the policy early on. It didn't work. And then I had some bad reactions to the vaccine. We don't have time to get into all of that, but at another time. Was this ever about the virus, doctor? Was this ever about the virus, or was this about power?
I think it is about power, control, and some sort of financial boundary event that's coming up, and the desire to get people enrolled in some sort of a system that can be used to track and control them. But it's also, I think the virus has been used and weaponized to advance political and socioeconomic objectives.
And so that is the real underlying push for lockdowns, for mandates, for vaccine passports to be held on your smartphone. That's behind all of it, isn't it?
And if you think that this is a conspiracy theory, I strongly recommend the book of Klaus Schwab called COVID-19, The Great Reset. Klaus Schwab, for the uninitiated, being the functional head of the World Economic Forum, this erstwhile European Union-like organization that believes that nation states are obsolete, and there should be a global single government like the European Union, but for all of the world.
All right, Dr. Robert Malone here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take a quick break, doctor, and we're going to talk about some of the efforts you're undertaking to stop the mandates and the requirements right after this. Don't go anywhere. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.